Welcome to Curious Juno, starring you and your questions. I'm Trip Krause, and I'll be your host for this episode. Here, we'll help you find an answer to your question. This episode, we'll talk to an artist behind the 16-foot mural at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. One Juno resident was leaving Centennial Hall from an event, and something caught her eye.
My name is Megan Allman, and my question is, what is the new piece of art that's forming on the side of the Jack Building? It looked like it was in the early phases, but it looked like there was a face coming to fruition, and it looked really neat.
Nancy DeCherney is executive director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. She says Anchorage artist Will Kozlov was selected by the Alaska State Council of the Arts and the Alaska Humanities Forum to do the set pieces for the Governor's Awards for the Arts in January. And the 16-foot spray-painted mural is his. He was asking about a wall space to paint and didn't have to look very far.
And so I'm looking at my schedule, and I'm teaching workshops, and I'm, you know, having lunch with these people and dinner with these people and all these things. I found like one weird like spare day in my schedule for the time I was in Juneau. And so I was asking around for a wall to paint. And Nancy from the Jack was the one who, she's like, we have a wall. I'm like, all right, let's, you know, that's it. That's how simple it is.
The 31-year-old began on the 16-foot-tall mural that stands next to the Juno Arts and Culture Center's main entrance. In its current state, the mural is a portrait of a young woman wearing a black top. She has multicolored hair and a detailed neckline that features triangles and small red circles. The words, Our Lady of Perpetual Evolution, are scrawled in turquoise street tag across her right shoulder, with the word perpetual spilling over her flesh-toned chest. Most striking are the streaks of primary colors under her eyes and her full red lips. Kozlov doesn't usually sketch his work out beforehand, but...
For this one, though, I drew up a general idea of what I was going to be doing, and then just kind of like diverted a little bit from there, but still kind of stuck with where it was going. That being said, I actually have to go back and finish it up and maybe expand a bit, because for some reason I thought I could get like a 16-foot painting done in one day. And this is my first time. That was actually my first time being in Juno before. So I enjoyed your guys' warm weather, but I was not prepared for the dampness that is just everything. So I was like, okay, this might take a little longer than just one day, you know, to bang out.
While Kozlov is able to travel with the spray paint caps, he isn't able to fly with aerosol cans and has to buy his paint locally.
There's a difference between, you know, like paint at Juno and paint in Anchorage and then paint in Lower 48, where Lower 48, it's all fancy laser beam paint, you know, that you can just like, you know, it handles like the pigments like even out by themselves and everything like that. And then Anchorage, we have like some decent paint, but it's not perfect. And then going to Juno, it was just me like hitting up Fred Meyer and just like scooping up a bunch of like $3, $4 cans, you know, and going out and doing, you know, two or three layers just to get the color and the opacity that I was aiming for.
He has spent 8 years working on his art. For the last 8 months, Kozlov has made a living off of his painting, and graffiti has been his primary medium.
That's the only one I know. I can't draw. I can't paint. Partially because I have some red-green colorblind issues, so a lot of things like mixing colors or like being able, you know, it just doesn't work out for me. And luckily with spray paint, it's all single color, so you're working with like this limited palette, and the name of the color is usually on it. So I'm able to be like, you know, this looks, there's like a couple of blacks that look blue to me or whatever. But I'm like, I'm just trusting the can.
But sometimes, particularly when he's closer to home, Kozlov has some help.
My three-year-old, he's not colorblind, so I'd have him, and he rolls with me for almost all of my gigs, except for the Juno one. So he's my color guy. So I'm like, is this yellow? Is this brown? You know. So I let him take care of all the all the color differentiation.
That's it for this Curious Juno. Kozlov says he plans to spend about a week in Juno sometime after April to finish the jack piece and possibly work on some other walls as well. To ask your own question or to read the story online, go to ktoo.org/curious.